Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a magnificent Monday today, and hopefully you guys had an awesome weekend. Got a lot of different articles for you today. Got some wild stuff, so I'm sure you guys will enjoy this. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing wonderful, but every time I do stuff like I did on Saturday or Friday and I start talking about the formation of the universe and the fall of Lucifer and all the stuff these weirdo groups believe, people are always emailing me by the plethora and saying, wow, that was really interesting. Can you cover more of that stuff? And can you explain to us why they do these human sacrifices and why they drink blood? And so I got those letters this weekend, and so I'm thinking to myself, well, I can cover part of that because I covered that a couple of years ago on the show, but it's something that I don't really like talking about very much, especially, you know, over the holidays. Of course, Thanksgiving was last week, but I wouldn't want to talk about this on Christmas week. A bunch of sickos is what these people are. But I will cover a little bit of that real quick. So if you haven't had this information given to you before, just kind of put your seatbelt on, because this kind of explains why we have this huge child trafficking network globally. This is why we have millions of children go missing globally. This is why we have programs like MK Ultra that have been name changed that are still going on globally. This is why we have Sabbatean Kabbalist wizards and druids, and also the top leaders of Masonic lodges doing all kinds of weird things and also running the planet globally. This is why they're using drugs to continue to sedate us, which we talked about in depth last week, globally. This is why they're pulling Kratom off the market, because it allows you to get off of the opiates. And it'll probably be taken off the market globally. I mean, this is why these guys are doing this. They control the money supply. They did that through their Babylonian money magic. The country was originally founded on godly principles, but there were a group of leaders that were also Masonic followers in the Masonic ranks at the beginning of our country. Our country was founded on Christian beliefs in the very beginning, in 1492, when the pilgrims came over to get away from the Church of England and the Catholic Church and all of the traditions in Europe and all of the, basically, how should I say this, the hierarchy of the Dark Ages, because we were just coming into the Renaissance. And so what we have to understand is this. You know, people have had the opportunity since the beginning of time to know that there is a God. I mean, the Bible says that in the book of Romans, that, you know, it's obvious by looking around you that there is a God. But we also have to realize, though, is that when Lucifer came into the Garden of Eden, basically Adam and Eve, knowingly or unknowingly or whatever they did, because they were kind of naive, you think about it, because they were created as adults. And they were basically children of the body of adults, and God was trying to protect them against all the knowledge and the carnal knowledge, etc. But Lucifer thought he could just do a better job, supposedly. And so we talked about that some last week. And so the earth has been given over to this group of Luciferians now, who trace their lineage all the way back to the Garden of Eden, according to their books and records and stuff that they say, which I'm not necessarily saying I believe any of that. But what we do know is that we have this giant child trafficking network globally, organ trafficking, drug trafficking, money trafficking. All of this stuff is controlled by this mafia, so to speak, this Cosa Nostra, basically, that runs stuff even out of Russia and out of Israel and out of the U.S., and they're really involved heavily in American politics. So let's talk a little bit about who these guys are. And they've had all kinds of different names. They've had they've been the Frankists, they've been the Druids, they've been the Sabbatean Kabbalists, they've been the Khazarians. They've gone all the way back to the Synagogue of Satan, as Jesus called them. They go all the way back to the wizards and the warlocks of the Dark Ages. They go all the way back to the worship of fallen angels, back to Genesis chapter 6, and before that, because remember, Genesis chapter 6 was thousands of years after the earth had been created. So all of these guys, these nutbags, have been around for a while, and they all do the same thing. What we have to understand, and what I've studied over the years, is that we live in the bottom three dimensions of basically reality. We have depth, we have width, and we have height. The fourth is time space, the fifth are the Higgs fields, and the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, Paul called the second heaven. And of course, God resides supposedly in the 13th dimension, which of course all of this stuff we know is speculation, because no one's really had that explained to him by the Almighty. So what's interesting about all of this is that there's an interdimensional lock that we know through protons and through light photons. In other words, every proton in the universe, including the multidimensional universe, knows what every other proton is doing at the exact same instant that proton is doing something. Let me give you an example. My son, Harrison, is going in to take a LSAT, law school admission test, on Saturday. And he's been pretty much, how should I say this, excited about doing that. But he's also been a little bit apprehensive because I mean, he's only 18 years old. And so last night, I'm dreaming, and Harrison must be dreaming, and he's thought about this repeatedly now, and says I have a quantum entanglement with him because we have the same Y chromosome. I start dreaming about taking a law school admission test last night. How strange is that? Because we're all interconnected interdimensionally because our DNA is an interdimensional uplink to God Almighty, who's in another dimension. And our protons basically share interdimensional space with other entities. This is why these guys get involved with the human sacrifices, to feed the entities who at that point in time give them things they want in our dimension, because the higher dimensions have authority over the lower dimensions. In other words, the 13th dimension, where God is, rules everything all the way down to our dimension, but the 12th rules everything below it. The 11th, the 10th, all of it below this. It's kind of like a different, how should I say this, like walking down a set of stairs. Whoever has the taller stairs is the top of you, has the high ground. And so what happens is we have this interdimensional interface that occurs during these human sacrifice rituals that were taught to human beings by the druids, who were taught, also towards, now we're going back to Genesis chapter 6. This goes back thousands and thousands of years, all the way back to Stonehenge. And so going all the way back to the fallen angels, to all the stuff with the ancient Roman stuff with Isis and Greece and Egypt and all the other crazy stuff that we had. But what ends up happening, this Masonic group that's involved with this, it's just another name for the Druids. That's all this is. They've been around forever. 17 of Kabbalah, it's just another name for Druidic worship. That's all it is. It's all pagan stuff. The Vikings had Valhalla. I mean, all of this is just pagan worship. The Druid Calasses were basically the wizard families. They were the ones who did the sex magic rituals and the stuff that they've been doing in the huge human sacrifice network that's been global since the beginning of time. Now, what's interesting about this is when you do these rituals, and Aleister Crowley talked about this in his stuff that he talked about, you actually shatter human consciousness and you alter sub-personalities. And this is what's happened with a lot of the world leaders that we've had. I personally believe that a lot of these have been controlled through this type of you know, worship service, whatever you want to call it, or satanic service, or they're worshiping their creator, their Lucifer, they call him. But, you know, the Clintons and the Bushes, all of these guys supposedly have been involved in this. This is why we see Bohemian Grove. This is why we see Skull and Bones. This is why these folks like to create what's called associated identity disorder, which means they split personalities, which they can control. They basically allow these interdimensional entities then to come into them and to control them. In the Bible, they also called it satanic or demon possession, or even Jesus talked about that when the one kid was possessed and he basically cast it out. And he even said that type of demon could only come out through prayer and fasting. So these time, the higher dimensions have no time or space. Everything is instantaneous. That's how scalar waves travel through them. There's no distance. There's no time. We have to get that. So when they're doing a ritual here in a human sacrificial network, and they've got 13 people standing around a body that they're doing horrible things to, and they're scaring, this blood and this sacrifice from this victim becomes soaked in adrenaline because this person is scared to death. This creates catecholamines. I'll spell that for you. Catecholamines. It also creates adrenal chrome that causes euphoria. That's spelled adrenochrome. This is epigenetic, epinephrine, dopamine, adrenaline. All of these fear molecules are creating all of these compounds in the body. Now, when this happens, it's also in the blood, and it's also interdimensional. Remember that in these other dimensions. And then they drink this blood, and they transfer this energy from themselves into these interdimensional entities, basically consuming the harmonic frequency of the person by ingesting their blood, and they get high on this energy. The Sabbateans, all of these people who have involved with the killing of the Russian family, all of this stuff, these people are doing all of this to feed these demons. Now, you think, well, that seems really weird. Well, yeah, it is really weird, quite frankly. I'm glad I've never seen any of that in person. I lived in a haunted house for a few years. I saw enough of weird stuff in that place. Don't have any interest in living in another one of those or even visiting one of those. So the reality is this. We have authority over all of this, and we finally realized what was going on in that house. We took authority over it. We started pleading the blood of Jesus over it, and we didn't see any other weird stuff happen in the house. And then when we moved out of that house, it's like Jesus says, if you cast something out, that if you're not doing it correctly and if you're not keeping the place cleaned out, you'll have 7 times as many spirits come back in. The people who bought the house 2 times later after we sold it, I went and talked to them a few years ago, and they wouldn't even live in the house at that time because they said the thing was completely filled with just weird ghosts and weird entities. And I can attest to that. So we have this different world that's not our frequency, our energy field, our dimension, that's all around us. That's why God said in the Old Testament, open their eyes so they can see the angels on the thousand hills, and they did. See, this is what's happening. This Present Darkness was a book that was written back in the 80s. All of you need to read that book. It gives you an idea of what's happening in the supernatural realm all the time. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against all of these crazy people who do all this crazy stuff. But this is why they do what they do with the blood. Because remember, life is in the blood. This is why when Christ died for you, his blood was shed for you. God became his own sacrifice for you. And from the cross, his blood continually releases scalar waves with healing frequency to restore us back to God's frequency so that we can become one with the Holy Spirit after we become a Christian and we accept Jesus Christ, which connects us through the Holy Spirit to God's dimension. So he shares with us part of his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, which gives us insight into what's going on in the world. This world is not a Christian world. Okay, there is so much death and destruction and human sacrifice going on all the time. It's because it's the kingdom of Lucifer. I mean, if Lucifer didn't own it, when Jesus came here in the flesh and he showed him all of this when he's on top of the temple and said, I will give you all of this if you just simply bow down to me. Why did he say that? We talked about that on Friday. Because he knew that Yahweh, God Almighty, and Jesus were the exact same. It says that in the book of Hebrews, that he was the exact likeness of God Almighty. And what it would have been is, because he's the triune Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it would have been God himself bowing to Lucifer. And Satan couldn't, Jesus refused to do it. He knew better. But he knew he was in this world dealing with all of this weird stuff, including the synagogue of Satan, who he had already called out as their father being Lucifer in the temple. So all of this stuff was going on, which is another, again, like I say, just another reincarnation, well, not reincarnation, another word I shouldn't use, just another example of the Druidic teaching that's being brought through with all of these weirdos. So this is what's going on in the multidimensional plane. I hope that brings more clarity to you guys, because I know that these chemicals and these compounds that are built, remember, if I have one of you give me a pint of blood, and let's say you're in the United States, and I take that pint of blood and I keep it alive and keep it clean at 98.6 degrees with oxygen flowing through it, and I send it to Australia, and I have you watch a scary movie here, and that pint of your blood is in Australia, which is still part of your living essence because it's your blood, and you watch a scary movie here in the United States, and you start releasing all of these chemicals again into this blood in your body, your blood in that vial in Australia releases the same chemicals. It's called the scalar waves, because we are woefully and wonderfully and incredibly made, because we are in the image of God, and our DNA connects with itself interdimensionally across the planet instantaneously through scalar waves and through quantum entanglement. That's how this whole thing ties together. So you can't be around somebody who's negative. You can't be around somebody who's down and out and talking negative all the time and not have it affect you, because that energy field will come around inside of your energy field and affect the energy field that you're interfaced with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is physics. Now, I can make the gospel very simple. Believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, you shall be saved. That's how simple the gospel is. But from a physics standpoint, it's relatively simple, but it's very unique and complicated. That's why it says in the Bible, had the Lord of this world known what he was doing when he crucified Christ, he never would have done that. He would go back in time. Personally, and I said this before, and I'm going to step on a limb on this one, Austin, I believe that one of the primary things of CERN is they want to stop the crucifixion, which God's never going to allow to happen. They're trying to go back into time, like Einstein talked about, through interdimensional time travel, because they want to stop the crucifixion of Christ. They don't want to do what happened there. They don't want to change the entire planet, because they want it back the way it was with Genesis chapter 6. They want every thought of every man evil all the time. I can't imagine what it must have been like when there were no Christians on this planet, and everything was just secular humanism, and everything was about pleasure, and everything was about just sick, perverted stuff all of the time. That's what these guys want, because it creates more energy into the unseen realm. That's their goal. So you have to understand, you've got a superordinate goal of these guys. They want it back to Genesis chapter 6. So all of the stuff that you see happening around you is operating towards that goal with these globalists that are trying to infuse this type of world system into our world, in which human beings will be cattle. They already call us goyim. They will be cattle, and they'll be able to do with us as they wish. They already take little babies, and they abort them at full term, and they sell their body parts. If we don't even know they don't even sell the living fetus, they could be doing that too. We don't even know what these sickos do.
Yeah.
And they take that body of that little baby, and they grind it up in this satanic ritual they do, and they inject it back into our infants. I mean, this is a bunch of sick stuff that we're involved in this planet. And the problem is that this is what they're doing with everything, with the glyphosate, with the immunizations, with their perversion. That's why it's so awful. And that's why when Donald Trump comes in, he puts people like Gottlieb into the Food and Drug Administration, that new clown into the Department of Health and Human Services, and all of these guys are these Sabbateans, and they're all like Luciferians, and they're all a bunch of sick weirdos. You're kind of like, what the heck? This isn't cleaning out the swamp. He's restocking the swamp. Because guys, something else is going on with Trump. You got to understand something. They're going to tell you what they want to tell you. I mean, think through this for a second. If the Sabbatean Kabbalists run the media, which they do, we know they do, why is there always a positive thing with Trump going on and a negative thing with Trump going on? There's always like a battery going on here in this energy field we're in, which is positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative. They're always playing us against each other with everything that happens. They control the media. I mean, if they wanted to shut all the information that's positive down about Trump, they could do it that fast, that quick. But they don't do that. It's always this constant ebb and flow of energy fields going back and forth from the negative standpoint. So we have to look at things from an eternal perspective and realize that our hope is in Yeshua and Jesus. Our hope is in the cross. Our hope is in the blood of Jesus. It says in Hebrews, without the shedding of blood, there is no sacrifice. There is no remission of sins. Guys, God set the whole thing up for us as Christians to be redeemed. That's why he did this, because he got tired of us having to deal with this mess on this planet with a nutbag in charge out here. So this is what's going on. But always remember, these guys have their alternative motives, and they deal with generational change, 100-year change, 1,000-year change. That's how they think. They don't think like we think. They have this incredibly long lifespan exposed to, supposedly, not the ones in this dimension, but the other dimensional entities. And they have this whole thing plotted out. That's why we have to believe and know that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, and we have to stand on those promises of the Lord. So, guys, I just want to open with that so that it clarifies some of these emails I've been getting all week about on Friday's show. So, Austin, what's your first story?
Well, this one kind of ties into some weird stuff you talked about as well, just because we're seeing this stuff kind of escalate all the way from physics to what they're trying to do with the transhumanism to the robots now becoming incredibly effective at what they do and way too real-like. Well, now, an Italian neurosurgeon, Sergio Canervo, last week made a shocking announcement at a press conference in Vienna. The professor claims that the world's first human head transplant was performed on a corpse in China, led by Chinese orthopedic surgeons as a team at Harbin Medical University to successfully reconnect the spine, nerves, and blood vessels of a severed head onto a dead body. They said this is the first human head transplant in human mode that has been realized. A surgery lasted 18 hours. He stated that the details of the procedure will be laid out in a scientific paper due to be released this week. He said, "We have entered into an age where we will take our destiny back in our hands. It will change everything. It will change you at every level." This is what he's saying, verbatim. He added that the next step for him and his team is to carry out a complete head swap between brain-dead organ donors. The surgical procedure, which he said is imminent, would be for medical purposes only for right now, and it will be for medical neurological condition, not for life extension. So this is what they want to do now. They want to do a head transplant on a live human being. They're saying that they can get away with it. This all ties back into, in my opinion, with the globalist and their aspect for immortality, wanting to live forever, because they know a lot of times what happens when you go to that next realm, and they want to try to stay on this earth and deal with everything that they've been able to buy and create for so many centuries now, and they don't want to check out. So the next option is doing head transplants, what they're now saying they can successfully do on a live human being that they want to start working on next year. Well, I thought that was interesting, Dad, especially tying into what you were talking about earlier.
Well, you remember, here's the question that nobody asked about that article. I saw the article. Who in the world volunteered to have their head cut off to be put onto a cadaver?
I thought the same thing, too.
I mean, this is China. They don't have volunteers. They have victims, okay? I mean, if you go to those living exhibits they used to have, those human beings that had been basically murdered in China, and they were skinned, and then they had all this stuff put into their blood vessels, and you could see these human bodies basically, you know, with their hearts and arteries exposed and their muscles exposed, you know, playing poker at a table. Are you joking me? Who volunteered for that nutbag assignment? Quite frankly, nobody volunteers for that stuff in China because they don't have Christian ethics in China. They don't really care. They got more people than they know what to do with, and they'd just soon take human organs and donate them, or take them and take people and use them as guinea pigs, or sell their internal organs to the rich people from the United States. This is what these nutbags do. Remember, a lot of these kids that are taken away, they're not taken away for human sacrifice either. They're taken away to have their organs removed. They're taken away to have their blood drained. A lot of these globalists now are injecting the children's blood directly into their arteries because of all the hormones that these children produce as far as from a longevity standpoint. These guys are a bunch of sickos. By the way, pediatric nurse who has now been fired tweets that all male white babies should be killed. This is a pediatric nurse working in a hospital. Tweets that all male white babies child should be killed. Quote, every white woman raises a detriment to society when they raise a son. Someone with the highest propensity to be a terrorist, rapist, racist, killer, and domestic violence all-star. Historically, every son you have had should have been sacrificed to the wolves. I mean, you know, I don't know what makes these people have this deep-seated hatred towards whites. Look, here's the deal. Almost all of the crime in Chicago is black on black. Almost all of the crime in Philadelphia is black on black. Almost all of the crime in L.A. is going to be Hispanic on Hispanic or Hispanic on black. I mean, this is what's going on right now globally. In fact, if you took all of the Democrats who basically shoot people out of the picture, our gun deaths in the United States would fall to almost nothing. Now, the crazy part about this is, I don't know what this lady's been reading and who she's been listening to and what she believes, because this is complete nonsense. I cannot believe that people say stuff like this. And of course, she's been fired from her position as a pediatric nurse. I would certainly hope so. I mean, she's working with baby white boys. I mean, I'm certainly hoping she's been fired from this. I mean, how do you know what else she's going to do? What kind of sicko she's going to do these children? I mean, who thinks like this, Austin? What do you think?
Yeah, that's pretty sick. The fact that she thinks like that and she actually expressed it in words and text even is weird to me, that she thinks that's okay. I mean, that's some really strong statement to make about something. Also, too, in other news, this is pretty wild now. As we were talking earlier about this robot generation, the DARPA, which you guys know, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, which is basically the really weird AI side of the Pentagon, is now able to get the Boston Dynamics Robot Atlas to jump up and do a full, complete backflip and land it. The project, basically, if you watch the video on it now, it jumps from platform to platform, which is already impressive, then actually gets to the top of the platform, jumps straight up, and does a full backflip and lands. This is quite thrilling to some people, but also quite terrifying to other people, as that we've been expecting these things to unbelievably progress rapidly with all the AI information and technology that they've been pumping in to DARPA. In my opinion, a lot of the money that we have been burning and can't account for through the Pentagon, the $20 trillion now they released not too long ago that we've lost over the last 10 years, I think a lot of this not only goes to the illicit drug trade through the CIA and whatnot, but a lot of this money is being funded through underground or black operations through DARPA and a lot of this AI technology they have, because this stuff is progressing so fast now that I promise you, we're looking at probably within 5 to 10 years, full-blown robotic super soldiers in the U.S. military. This thing right here doing backflips off a platform and landing it as a fully autonomous robot is pretty creepy, Dad, but it's showing to show everybody that this is kind of turning into the Skynet age. And if we allow this stuff to keep progressing in same forms of autonomous vehicles and robot workers, this stuff will start completely taking over our daily lives if we don't stop it now.
In a New York second. By the way, health article. Yeah. Angry people die sooner. People always ask me why I always laugh. And my response is this. I consider a lot of what I talk about to be ironic. Okay, so it's just ironic. I mean, to me, you can't talk about all of the stuff that we talk about all the time and get mad about it all the time because it's going to affect your own health. And I always try to stay in the spirit. And I realize that that's why I always say to you guys, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And that's why I choose not to talk much about the stuff we talked about at the beginning of the show, because it's just so weird and so sick. But angry people do die sooner. Just one of the 10 reasons why you should keep your cool, according to scientists. This is an interesting article by Eve Simmons. And she says that angry people die sooner because, number one, they're basically, they have much more propensity for disease. They have such as multiple sclerosis and other type of physiological damage. Grumps don't sleep as well, which we know that, because they're always mad about stuff at night. I told my wife one time, she was fussing about something, and I said to her, I started laughing, and I said, well, the person you're mad at is already at home in bed with the pillows and the covers pull up over their head sleeping, and they're not thinking about you and what they've done. That's not affecting them. You're the one being affected by being angry. Anger causes headaches. I see it all the time. It can trigger lung disease. Now, this was an interesting article, so that it can actually cause respiratory problems. It can make you anxious and depressed. When we feel angry, neurotransmitters and hormones are sent through the bloodstream, which in turn increase both the heart rate and muscle tension. This is the body's state of alert. We talked about that earlier if you watch a scary movie. Frequent occurrence of this reaction puts a strain on neurons in the hypothalamus, the brain's stress control center, meaning that it becomes harder for the neurons to switch off, and the happy hormone serotonin is significantly depleted in some aggressive individuals. You get sick more often. I know people who stay negative and basically who are mad all the time, they stay sick all the time. There's always something wrong with them. Too much cortisol in the body released by the adrenal glands during angry outbursts can cause an imbalance in blood sugar, repress the thyroid, and even decrease bone density. And it causes a really big problem with the immune system because it basically triggers a cascading event called the cytokine storm, which can make your body stay sick all the time. Risk of heart disease also increases. It's hard to digest your food because you're in a flight or fight syndrome. Your body stops producing hydrochloric acid, so you immediately start having deficiencies in specific nutrients that are hard to digest without hydrochloric acid being there. Also, Brazilian scientists have shown that heightened stress reduces the amount of available glucocorticoids, the hormone involved in the synthesis of skin-pumping, plumping compound collagen. A lack of collagen contributes towards saggy, wrinkled, aging skin. I see this every time I go to my class reunion, which was canceled after 40 years, I guess, for a lack of interest. We didn't have one last time. But there are different people who have different rates of aging. Why is that? Different nutrient densities and different amount of stress. Now, also, you have to understand something. You don't want to bottle up your feelings because you need to express your feelings. The Bible says don't let the sun go down on your anger. And it means that very sincerely, because when you do that, when you let the sun go down on your anger and you try to sleep with these issues, it causes massive problems in cortisol release in the middle of the night, which makes you sleep very irritably because it's cortisol that causes you to wake up in the morning. When you start getting hungry, your body starts releasing cortisol as an agitation hormone to make you wake up and go eat breakfast. That's why you wake up. So if you stay mad all night, what ends up happening is the cortisol stays up all night, which keeps you from sleeping. Now, let me give you another example. I spoke to a man this morning, got a lot of health problems, lives on sodas and crackers. I mean, lives on sodas and crackers. I mean, he's a great guy, great worker, just a great guy, but just has some health problems, a lot of health problems. Been throwing up all weekend. And it's kind of like this. First thing he does, he tells me, well, my father lived to be 90 years old or whatever, and he eats the same way I do. Well, okay, here's the difference. Now, let's step through this for a second. Let's go back to 1900, when my father was born in 1901. He was raised on a farm. He was raised on a farm in which they ate fresh, organic everything. There were no GMO foods. It was all organic. There were no pesticides. There were no pesticides. There were no pesticides. Nope. There were no hydrogenated oils. There were no weed killers. There was nothing.
High fructose corn syrup.
No, none of that. And corn and sugar was so expensive back then that it basically was a rarity to even eat it. And so people may have eaten 1 or 2 pounds a year versus the 170 pounds a year now they eat of high fructose corn syrup and sugar. Now, what ends up happening is kind of like this. So when you're born in 1900, you have what's called a reserve system in your body. We call it, Dr. Kerry Reams called it reserve energy. He's been criticized for using that term before, but I like that term, so we're going to use it. And we'll say it's going to be like a gasoline reserve, fuel reserve, energy reserve. So let's say you get born and you eat really clean and you're 20 years old and your body's stored up, let's say, 5,000 gallons of diesel fuel. Okay? You say, wow, I got 5,000 gallons worth of diesel fuel. Well, as you age and as you grow older and older, your body starts to pull off the diesel fuel because the digestion process doesn't work as well as it did when you were younger. But you're still continuing to digest food, so you're pulling off the diesel fuel, but you're adding diesel fuel back into the tank. So every year you may use a few hundred gallons of diesel fuel extra that you didn't have in your food supply to keep your systems going. But the problem is when you're 60, 70, 80 years old, you still got a lot of diesel fuel left because you have so much to start with. And so now as you get to like 75 or 80 years old, you start pumping it out by the hundreds of gallons a month. Okay, you start really pumping the diesel fuel out because you're not producing the enzymes you need for digestion. That's why we tell you to take digestive enzymes. You're not getting the nutrient density in the food that you needed. You're not getting any of this stuff because your body's in an aging process. So finally, when you reach around 90, 95, 100 years old, your diesel fuel tank's empty. There's no diesel fuel left. So now you're basically only going on what is left in your body, and your mitochondrial function simply can't work. It can't get enough nutrients in the cell wall in order to stay alive, and the mitochondrial stops producing what's called adenosine triphosphate. And as soon as that happens, you're dead. Everybody dies of the same thing. Your mitochondria stops working. That's how everybody dies. Now, there may be different symptoms. Your heart may quit. You may have a stroke. It doesn't make a difference. The cause of death is mitochondrial function. There's not a lack of functioning, period. That's how your body shuts itself down as it continues in the death process. That's what happens to people from 1900. Now, let's say this. I'm the hostess Twinkie generation. My generation, I was born in 1955, was the first generation to be raised entirely on processed junk food. Not GMOs yet, but pesticides already, herbicides already. And also, we didn't have the process of living on a farm. We were getting foods that were picked before they were ripe, and we were basically given food that had very low nutrient density. Plus, we started on the Twinkies and the Ding Dongs and the cupcakes, foods that could sustain life by giving you calories, but could not sustain life and health by giving you nutrients. There's a difference. Now, so when I was born, when I was 20 years old, because of how I ate, not being on a farm, I probably had a 500-gallon diesel tank instead of 5,000. So what happens is, as you continue to age, if you don't continue to fill that diesel tank in, you start dying at a very young age. You start getting senile dementia at a very young age because you don't have those vitamins and minerals reserves like your grandfathers did who were raised on a farm. That tank sustained them all the way up to 90, 100 years of age. Our tanks are running out. Right now, huge percentage of the population over the age of 50 to 60 to 70 has senile dementia, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer. This list goes on and on and on. Why? Because the nutrients aren't in our food supply, and we were given a small tank because of the processed food that we ate. So this is what we have to learn to do. This is why every morning I get up and I go out and I have a high protein shake that basically is all plant-based, all heavy nutrient density, with powders that I can absorb very easily. And I go out and I throw a bunch of fuel in my diesel tank, metaphorically building my system back up for the day so I don't go into my reserve energy that day. That's why at the age of 62, I still have mental acuity of like 18-year-old. I'm still in really good shape for a 62-year-old. I still work out on a regular basis 6 days a week. I do all of the things that I did when I was younger to maintain human growth hormone, to maintain proper thyroid function, to maintain proper libido. All of this because I'm maintaining a high enough nutrient density from the food and the supplements that I take. Now, the food is so processed nowadays, it's literally impossible, even with organic food, because it's picked before it's ripe in many cases, to get the nutrient density you need from the food because it's not in the soil anymore. So supplements now are no longer an option. So you have to take supplements to keep that tank full, that reserve energy tank full. So then when you start getting sick, you basically can keep going with the reserve energy. This is why what happens with people, like a few months ago, one of my neighbors had their father living with them. He was like 90 years old. And he fell down in the middle of the night in the backyard when it was cold. And when he fell down, this is like, actually it was last year, I think last February. He fell down and they found him several hours later, and he had hypothermia. Now, they got him to the hospital. He was still alive, but he had depleted his reserve energy. His tank had run dry. He no longer had the ability to produce adenosine triphosphate. He used all of that fuel up that night, keeping alive, staying warm. He was like 90 years old, and he died. So here's the thing. That's why we have to maintain our health. That's why we have to eat organic food. That's why we have to take supplements. And we don't have to do that from a you got to do it or you're going to get in trouble standpoint. You have to do this. What's it worth to you to live every day of your life with tremendous energy and top mental acuity into your 60s, 70s, and 80s or 90s? What's it worth to you to feel great every single day when you get out of bed? What's it worth to you to have tremendous output and performance every single day of your life, even into your 60s? What's that worth? So you say, well, I don't care that much about that. Okay, then don't worry about that. Just go ahead and live on sodas and crackers. You know, and that's what's going to happen to you. Your body's going to deplete itself very, very quickly. You're going to have all of your friends who live on sodas and crackers start dying pretty young. I just told my wife this weekend, all of the people that I knew when I was raised at the fish camp that we owned, all of them, every one of them are dead now because they all had that, in German, you'd call it a flottes Leben. It'd be just a life given over to excess, drinking and boozing and cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. I knew all of these people when I was young before I got saved. They all died very, very young. They died in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. They all died young. Why? Because they drained their reserve energy tank out at a very young age with partying and excess lifestyles. I mean, in other words, drinking and smoking and partying all the time, staying up all night. I mean, I know years ago I've had people go with me on trips, and I'll say, we're in a different time zone, and I'll say, well, I'm going to go to bed. And they're like, oh, I'm fine. I'm young. You're still old. This happened also. I'm not trying to pick on him. And what happened is I'm like, because I'm taking care of myself, and all of a sudden the next day, you know, he's sick, and I'm not. Why? Because our body can only take so much depletion of nutrients. It can only take so much of the draining of the fuel tank, and it simply won't boot back up again. That's what happens with people who come down with cancer. Their body's fighting, draining that tank, and suddenly they're a week from death and they decide they're going to change their diet. It doesn't make any difference at that point. Very rarely will that make a difference a week out before you're going to check out because your tank's too empty. Anyhow, lest I continue to pontificate, Austin, what do you think about all that?
No, that's really good information. And that's one aspect, you know, I found out, especially when I had the pericarditis, because one of the big attributes to that was A, lack of sleep, and B, significant amount of caffeine usage every day because I was trying to train super hard. I was trying to work all day and working in the night, and then I was up all night with Hunter when we first had him. And that's exactly what Dad's talking about here is when you start reaching a point where you're only getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night and you're having to push more stimulants and more caffeine every day to try to function, and you're still training and you're still wearing your body out, something's going to hit at some point. Something's going to give. You cannot keep that up long term and still maintain a good, healthy body. It doesn't work. And as Dad was just saying with food, this another aspect is exactly what he just ties into now. For the first time, the Soil Association, which certifies organic food, has shown the number of toxic chemicals applied to onions, leeks, wheats, and potatoes since the 1960s. They said the number of chemicals applied to supermarket vegetable crops has increased up by 14 to 17 fold in just the last 40 years, data shows, as the organic food industry and scientists have warned that consumers are exposed to a toxic cocktail of pesticides with every bite. They said the consumption of these toxic cocktails, even if it's low, low levels of pesticides and herbicides, are thought to be linked with degenerative diseases like strokes, heart attacks, and cancer. They said a lot of times these pesticides in very low dosages by themselves will have little to minimum effect by themselves, but when they're mixed, they have a very pronounced mixture effect. He said, we're not just being exposed to one or two pesticides anymore. He goes, we're exposed to dozens of different pesticides and chemicals all acting together, and you have to take into account the cocktail effect that's targeting the audience that the pesticides are. He said onions and leeks have seen the biggest rise in toxic chemicals applied to them, with the number rising 17-fold from 1.8 pounds per section in 1966 to 32.6 pounds of pesticides per section in 2015, the data showed. And a lot of the other ones are almost right around the same point. This is exactly what he's talking about. When everybody wants to play that, oh, my granddad lived until he was 100 years old, he was born in 1890, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's very accurate. I'm not even going to argue with you on that. But his dad just said they weren't literally eating pesticides. That, and you got to think about it. This is going back from the late 1960s, this research was, 66 to like 69 to current timing. We're not even discussing the diet back in the early 1900s where pesticides didn't even exist. Fluoride wasn't in the water. People weren't getting vaccinated with aluminum and thimerosal and all these other polysorbate 80, all kinds of other toxic substances. They weren't being exposed to stuff on a regular basis. So don't use that excuse that your granddad lived until he was 100 years old and he died of old age so you can go out and eat absolute garbage all day long, drink horrible fluids all day long. That's the thing I always tell people when they have almost every time I talk to somebody and they're having really bad digestion issues, really bad just allergy issues, really bad health issues, and they're all coupled together and they feel horrible. Almost every time, there's usually a precipitating product that's in their diet. One of those that's very common is sodas. That's why every time you hear taught me about it, when I talk to somebody, I say, how much water are you drinking? How much soda are you drinking?
Right,
those two right there are really, really important. And then the next one's coffee on that as well. If you're drinking coffee on a semi-regular basis for a presentation or an exam or something like that, and you use it as a tool, I don't care. You can do whatever you want with it, but you're not going to have a whole lot of significant effects. You start hitting the coffee, well, I got to have coffee in the morning. Well, I got to have it for lunch to wake up. Well, I got to have it in the afternoon so I can make it to the end of the day at work. You are doing what is called adrenal exhaustion, and I went through this personally. Once you deplete your adrenals so far, there is nothing left for them to give. You have to pump in so many stimulants on a regular basis all day long just to feel moderately normal to the point you reach where you don't even feel decent when you take in so much caffeine because your adrenals are so shot out. You do not want to get to that point. When people are starting to run into this issue with adrenal exhaustion, I always put them on the adrenal support, the ashwagandha, the B-complex, and the ultimate multiple. Those four are the basic ones. There's other ones you can add in, but that's really about a $100 stack right there, and it really, really helps out if you come off the caffeine and stimulant products and add that in there. It does a great job over time to renewing the adrenals. But also remember, guys, if you do what you did to get the adrenal exhaustion after you get them better, you're only going to do it worse again. What I'm saying is, if you get your adrenals back in shape, you take the supplements for a month or two, you start feeling awesome, then you start hammering coffee and stimulants 24/7 all day long just to function, you're just going to go right back to where you were. So you can't make the same mistake to go back to where you were. That's a huge aspect of it. But sodas as well, they got caffeine. They got the phosphoric acid in them. They're absolutely toxic. Do not put sodas in your body under any circumstances, in my opinion. That is one of those do not touch. They're so toxic with so much sugar in them. There's no significant purpose whatsoever for drinking Coca-Cola or any other soda product except for taking the bolts off trucks and vehicles and soaking them in it so it'll dissolve the rust off of it in a day or two. That is one positive aspect of soda, because remember, soda is like 2.5 pH. It's right above a section of battery acid. Battery acid is like 1, 1.5. And always remember, it goes exponentially as far as when it grows. But the fact is, a normal organism is supposed to float around 7 PHI or so, roughly up, down a little bit. When you start pumping it at 2.5 pH, your body literally has to stop everything it's doing and start pulling calcium out of either your mineral deposits or your bones just to try to denutralize the acidity of that soda so you can digest it and doesn't start eating holes through your digestive tract. That's how toxic this stuff is. So it's not something that I recommend using in your diet whatsoever. And the sad part of that is, I talked about this last year, that the number one purchase product on the SNAP program in Florida, which that's essentially the food subsidies through welfare in the United States, is soda. The number one purchase product. If America was actually concerned about their health, if the government was actually concerned about their health, if the health insurance companies were concerned about their health, why have we not removed sodas off the current purchase availability of the SNAP program and food subsidies? They already do it with stuff like steaks and alcohol and tobacco products. Why in the world have we not removed sodas off that after we know how bad they are for blood sugar, for diabetes, for cavities, for for bone density, a plethora of all this stuff, yet it still is the number one purchased product on food subsidies in the United States. That boggles my mind. That only goes to show you that the agenda to keep everybody sickly and unhealthy and having horrible health issues is not an accident. If it was, they would already remove sodas off that purchase list already.
You're absolutely right, Austin. That's exactly what they would have done. You got to remember, this globalist thing, see, you got to understand something. They really dislike Yahweh. They really do. I mean, they hate God. They really do. And when God kind of put this planet in their little range of space, I guess you should say, and created human beings here just, we have to ask ourselves why we're here in this particular part of space where Lucifer's running around and Satan is. It was almost like I'll show you what I can do, even in your little range of space. Now, I'm not going to get into any details of what I just said, but it's interesting to me because you have all this human sacrificial network going on this planet. You've got them doing a complete and total chemtrail assault on us, geoengineering, trying to change everything God made. And that's why God said in the Bible, in the latter days, what will be considered good will be bad, and what will be considered bad will be good. They're inverting everything because it's their mirror thing they have in this next dimension thing that they deal with. And so, guys, it's so important that you don't allow them to do that to you and to your family. They're doing everything they can to change your DNA epigenetically through modified genetically crops and food supplies. They're doing everything they can to change you from a health standpoint, to drain your diesel tank down so you have no reserve energy left. They're doing everything they can to confuse you from a gender identity standpoint by pumping the food full of female hormones. I mean, this is a major problem. I had a missionary out of Southeast Asia in the Philippines just contact me today and said, what is up with this transgender stuff all over the planet? That's what it is. It's the female hormones they're adding. Because remember, mammals are born or conceived female. It's because of the Y chromosome, the mother, the carrier of the embryo, produces the testosterone through her adrenal glands and ovaries to cause secondary sex characteristics to occur. When you overload that system with estrogen, it doesn't happen, so you have a, quote, transgender or an individual who doesn't know if they're a man or a female or a man. They don't know. They're really confused. It's the globalists doing this because it massively comes to their aid and their goal of their sick, perverted society they want, and it cuts down on the population. It really, remember these transgenders, these ones, guys who go to these surgical transgenders reassignment surgery, they've got a 40% suicide rate. And these guys aren't running around reproducing when they start having their reproductive organs cut off. I mean, think through what they're doing and how they're poisoning all of us. That's why they're doing it. And in addition to that, we've got now, it's so out of control with genocide in Baltimore, the residents want martial law. This is crazy. Baltimore has the highest homicide rate in the United States. As usual, authorities are blaming the violence and crime on income inequality and poverty. That's a complete lie. Drug use financed by welfare, the media narrative entitlements, and the lack of law enforcement are not considered. Business and residents are leaving in droves because they are not protected against looting and or vandalism. More than 100,000 African Americans have no saved money and live from day to day. 46,800 homes are vacant, which is almost 16% of the housing stock. Earlier this year, Mayor Catherine Pugh called in the federal government in hopes to restore order. Most people are looking forward to martial law is what they are hoping for. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. While in Baltimore City, Maryland, death and despair are a few things that are plentiful as the region descends into chaos. Deindustrialization, coupled with depopulation, started in the 1960s, stripping the city of economic wealth. Many don't want to admit it. The city is shrinking as their looking glass is clouded with Kevin Plank's gentrification narrative. Guys, this is something that's happening right now as we speak in Baltimore and in Detroit and in LA and in Chicago. When you deindustrialize and you send your manufacturing jobs to China or to Mexico or to the Philippines or Indonesia or anywhere you want to send them, you end up in a situation where you no longer have a middle class here in the United States, and you have the people that are wealthy and the people that are struggling to survive. And the people who struggle to survive, when you take their hope away, they have no hope. And then they turn to drugs because the drugs at that point are giving them a escape, like alcohol does, from reality. When people use drugs, when people use alcohol, when people use cigarettes, they're self-medicating. When people use coffee to excess, they're self-medicating. They're taking stimulants, or they're trying to change their mental state. That's what all of these things are used for. And with the opiates, they're so addictive. It's one of the things that they're doing now from an MK Ultra standpoint, I believe this, to the entire population of the United States, trying to get as many people as they possibly can sedated so they don't see their economic plight. In fact, Trump right now, Austin, Obama had put into place that people who had gotten college loans from these fake universities that weren't accredited, they would be able to get avoid not having to pay those loans because there were hundreds of millions of dollars of these loans to these fake universities. And now Trump is looking at undoing what Obama did and forcing these people once again to pay back these loans from these fake universities that weren't accredited. I mean, this is not draining the swamp. We should have everybody out there right now who have student loans. If you're in a situation where you are basically broke and you can't pay your bills and you file bankruptcy, you should be able to get rid of every one of those student loans and not deal with it. In a lot of states, if you don't pay your student loans, you lose your driver's license. I mean, this is complete and total nonsense. How are you supposed to pay your student loans if you can't even get to work?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. All of those laws need to be repealed and changed. What do you think, Austin?
You're 100% correct. I've always thought that was so crazy. I'm like, okay, so you default on your student loans, and now you lose your driver's license? That makes a whole lot of sense, because now I can definitely get to work in a timely fashion to make money so I could possibly pay back my student loans. Give me a break, dude. Such a crock. I mean, what's so funny is it doesn't matter if you default on your credit cards, your car, your home. You could file bankruptcy on all of them. But because the student loans were secured and they wanted to make sure they had the indentured servitude enslavement model
That's
in
right.
place with these, this is the only reason they have done this, guys. This is why the debt is up to, what, $1.3 trillion now in the student loan model. It's insane how much has gotten, because nobody can get rid of them. And when you go to a university that gives you a garbage degree that's not even accredited, that nobody even verifies and even cares that you went there, it's not even as strong as your high school diploma, and now you're stuck with a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 student loan for some garbage school you attended, and you're telling me you shouldn't have the right to be able to bankrupt that? Give me a break. I am not a proponent of running around filing bankruptcy, running up bills, running this up, and just completely hosing people over. I don't think that's moral, ethical at all. But there's a lot of instances when people have gotten in significant financial struggles and they can't pay for their bills. They don't have a job. They're having a serious time just eating. And that's where it comes into play. And the fact that they made it illegal, unavailable for you to be able to bankrupt student loans is exactly what I just said a second ago. It was all about getting the servant, the indentured servitude, slavehood in place so that you have the peasants and you have the royalty. You have
that's the kings,
and you have the serfs. That way, nobody has any. It doesn't matter what you do. You're always going to. And the fact that there's still interest on student loans boggles my mind. They should have capped it at 0.9%. That should be the max they can charge you on a student loan under any circumstances. If they're going to go in and say it's illegal to bankrupt, you can't bankrupt, then make it a legitimate percentage. Not allow them to run it up to 29.99% with fees, back fees, other additional fees, late payments. I mean, there's people that I know that had $20,000, $30,000 in student loans, and they defaulted on them. Within 2 to 3 years, they owed $40,000, $50,000 in student loans. How the heck does that work? Your credit card doesn't even go up that fast. Give me a break if you don't pay it. This is insane. But it's exactly what we're talking about here, guys. So be very careful on this. Also, speaking of economics, I want to touch base on it. You guys probably saw over the weekend, Bitcoin blew up again, went up to like 9,700 over the weekend. They're expecting it to hit 10,000 by the end of the year. This right here is exactly what I was talking about with getting 30% or more of the entire global population in line for digital currency. Everybody wants to keep ramrodding about how, oh, Bitcoin is worth more down than Merck, Disney, GE. Its total market cap's $156 billion. Bitcoin's an extinction-level event for banks and probably governments too. All this stuff that's coming out about it. Guys, if you played around with it and you wanted to gamble with Bitcoin and you wanted to make money on it in the past and you just had free cash to burn on it, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. But do not fall under the ruse that they are putting out there with this stuff is better than gold now. It's better than any type of currency. It's better than anything you can possibly put your money in. It's going to overthrow the bank. Guys, listen. Think about this for a second. We can spy on anybody in any country and control any currency in any part of the world at any time. That's how strong we can do with anything now, especially with the NSA and everything we have right now. You're trying to tell me that Bitcoin is so virtually unhackable that we can't figure out how to manipulate it? The only reason we're allowing this stuff to go, and in my opinion, the Federal Reserve and a lot of the reserve currency banks with the IMF are pumping money into this to artificially create it as fast as physically possible, is because they want to make the first concept of a full global digital currency as savory and as delicious as physically possible. And they are doing an incredibly good job at it, to where everybody is raving about Bitcoin, that it's better than physical gold. You are a blithering idiot if you think Bitcoin is better than physical gold. You have your head so far in the clouds with the Bitcoin bubble, you need to come back down and pop that bubble and wake up in reality. Don't fall into this thing. If you wanted to make money on it and you wanted to gamble with it, do your thing. If you want to gamble, gamble. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but do not by any means think this is the next currency that's going to take over and it's going to be so much better. The only aspect that's doing this is they want to get all the loose ends tied up for a full digital global currency. And every time you put a penny into this stuff, you are supporting the cashless society and full swing, guys. This is not something we want. This is not what they're making it out to be. This is why it's getting so much publicity. It's blowing up so fast, is it's draining cash into it right now. The only reason it's up to almost $10,000 a point, and there's no physical backing whatsoever. Just because it takes $1,000 in electricity supposedly to mine a Bitcoin, but now it's worth $10,000 a coin, give me a break, Dad. This thing has got globalist, New World Order, IMF, cashless society written all over it.
Well, I know you, Austin, and you and I have told our audience so long, and so, you know, we know that you guys aren't involved in any of this stuff. I really believe that with all my heart. By the way, Disney has introduced its first boy princess on a show that also featured its first gay kisses. Disney Channel bringing you the latest perversion. Guys, don't let your kids watch that filth. Guys, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for getting your mobile vitamins from us. We have been told by our supplier that purple sticks are on the way. We should have them within a week. So though, for you guys that have gotten off of coffee and started using the purple sticks, good news for all that. We should have them back for you. So, guys, I love you and I appreciate it. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for listening. Thank you for being here. I continue to pray for you guys every single day. Austin, go ahead and close.
Absolutely, bud. We appreciate everything, guys. Thank you for the support. We went ahead and pushed off the Cyber Monday coupon further till tomorrow morning, as that was running on today. So the Thanks 2017 for 5% off anything store-wide will be good till Tuesday, tomorrow morning. So if you guys want to get that tonight before it ends, check it out. The website at healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.